Welcome to the Friday, December 28th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Over the last month, of course, we have seen numerous denial of service attacks against banks, in particular their online presence usually. And earlier this week, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency kind of picked up on this and asked banks to cooperate more and share data with the characteristics of these denial of service attacks. From what we have seen so far, publicly released, a lot of these attacks are really very large packet floods, so not necessarily trying to attack the specific web application or such, but just flooding the lines leading to the particular web server with multiple gigabits of data per second. If you are wondering about denial of service mitigation, there are a couple of capable companies out there that do offer services like this. One of the hard parts is always to figure out what size of denial of service attack to essentially be ready for, because that, of course, affects the costs that you're going to pay for any kind of service like that. But even just setting up the service and testing it and having it ready to go in case there's an attack will help you if you didn't sign up for the right package, you didn't sign up for enough bandwidth, you may be down for a while, but usually it's easier to scale up the service than just start it from scratch after the attack started. The other thing with these denial of service attacks is you really need to be ready to be able to characterize the traffic. So having visibility, having the ability to capture raw packets outside your firewall is always really helpful, because that will be necessary for you in order to communicate to your anti-denial of service provider what to exactly filter out. And then one software package that just doesn't leave the news is WordPress. During this week and probably even next week, when things are a little bit slower, one thing for you to do is to really scan your network for WordPress installs, inventory all the WordPress installs, and figure out what plugins are installed. Right now, the W3 Total Cache plugin is in the news again. It's actually kind of a framework that allows you to cache WordPress pages, and it's easily badly configured, and then allows access to password hashes and other database information. But as a first step, come up with a plan to inventory all the WordPress installs, and to also keep a tab on people installing new WordPress instances if that turns out to be a problem in your environment. And if you're running a Palo Alto firewall, you may want to take a look at an exploit that has been posted allowing bypass of some of the Palo Alto firewall rules. In particular, this is about the outbound HTTP inspection. The way the exploit apparently works, I just looked at the bash script, it sends a SIP request. So SIP requests really use a very similar format like HTTP requests. And apparently what's happening that this causes the cache for your Palo Alto device to be poisoned, and then it's actually allowing the site that you thought was blocked by the firewall to be accessed via this cache poisoning. So this affects all Palo Alto firewalls. Apparently I have none of them around, so I can't test it firsthand, but the exploit does look plausible. And then finally, if you still have a little bit of extra time, currently in Hamburg, Germany, the Chaos Communication Congress is underway. It's a little bit a DEF CON-like event with a mix of politics and real neat technical talks. The nice thing is that all the talks are live streamed and also available as a recording. So if you want to tune in, I will leave the streaming URL as part of the show notes. The talks are about half-half in German and English. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.